know, we did release Willis McGahee this morning. It was obviously something very hard for myself and Eric Studisville. Eric has been with him, you know, a couple different places. I'd like to thank Willis for everything he did. He did a great job for us, leading rusher. He was one of our first signees when we came here to get this thing turned around. And, you know, it's unfortunate, part about this business, but he did a great job for us.
Why now and not during training camp?
Well, I think, number one, he was, you know, coming off a knee. You're talking about why not later?
Why not see what he can do in case you have injuries in training camp?
Now, that's a good question. I think in fairness to him, you know, the things he's done for us, this gives him a better opportunity to hook on somewhere. You know, it gives us a better opportunity to give some of these young guys more reps. You know, it's just a conscious decision for us to get younger.
Did he hurt himself by not being at the OTAs?
No, that had nothing to do with it. I mean, he was coming off an injury anyways. You know, it was something that, you know, it really didn't have anything to do with the decision.
What does it say about the faith you have in Monte and Ronnie in particular?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you pick your team or begin to pick your team, I mean, you're, you know, showing faith in those people. So, you know, I thought Ronnie came on very well last year. You know, I've been impressed by Monte Ball. You know, not that he's there yet by any stretch. You know, and then we've got Noshon, you know, who's also coming off an injury that we feel pretty good about.
You mentioned his knee a couple times. Did Greek see something that gave you pause?
Not really. I mean, you know, Greek, if it's something there, Greek sees it, you know. So it's, you know, any injury concerns you, especially when you're playing football.
I mean, if you thought he was still going to be the starter, he'd be here in my mind.
Right.
Did you feel like he wouldn't fit in a backup role or that he deserved a chance to start?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to say anything that would, you know, be detriment to his character. I mean, I have, you know, great, great respect for Willis McGahee. You know, I think that might have been a hard pill. You know, I think it is for anybody. So, I mean, you'd have to ask him that. You know, I think you know, this came down to us having confidence in the three guys I mentioned. And, you know, there's still other guys in the mix that we feel good about as well.
Was it a decision that had to be made after seeing him out here, though, at some point and talking to him rather than before the mini camp even started?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we made that decision and, you know, wanted to see him move around, see, you know, we hadn't made a lot of changes. And, you know, he was coming off of a, you know, season-ending injury. So, you know, we hadn't seen him, you know what I mean, since the end of the season. So, you know, it's pretty much a natural sequence there.
Did the progress of Monte Ball through this first month or so that you've had him, as well as Hillman's growth in year two and Noshon coming back from injury, did that help this make the season?
I mean, that was everything about the decision, is those three things, yes.
So what have you seen from Joe Mays? I know there's other guys in the mix there, middle linebacker, and he's coming back from an injury himself. What have you seen in this offseason?
Yeah, he's worked hard. Richard Smith, our linebacker coach, does a superb job, and, you know, he's getting back into it. You know, it takes a while to get through an injury and, you know, get back to your craft, and I think he's done an excellent job thus far.
Does it say anything about what you want to do with your scheme of your running attack or change your running attack? Does it any commentary on that?
Not really, Mark. I think at the end of the day, you know, running back is a unique position. I mean, it's, you know, it's not always the biggest, strongest, and fastest. And that's why, you know, you see guys late in the draft, you know, have great success. You know, it's just about vision, quick feet, you know, making people miss. And it doesn't really matter whether you run a 4.340 or a 4.640. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, having that skill set. And, you know, I think, you know, I feel good about, you know, those three guys and then some other guys, you know, Lance Ball, Jacob Hester. I mean, you know, there's some other depth there.
The CBA has all but eliminated those long holdouts we saw in the past from top draft picks. Do you go into your summer anymore with your mind at ease knowing that
Well, personally, I think it was an inadequacy of our league for such a long time. It's because you're paying, you know, unproven players a lot of money. You know, so I'm just happy that we've kind of gotten that figured out, and I think it's a little bit more dialed in how it should be.
Gotcha. Coach, generally, you feel good about where the team is heading into the break before camp?
You know, as I told them, I mean, it's we've had a great offseason. We're taking a little break here by design. You know, you guys have to trust us. We have to trust you going into this and, you know, just make good decisions, be smart, and, you know, don't mess up anything we've already kind of accomplished. So, you know, anytime you set that many guys off on their own for that period of time, you get a little nervous, to be quite honest with you.
You expect Ryan Clady to be here, and you expect that he'll have a long-term deal?
You know, again, it's the business part. I'm not in that. I'm not in that mix. You know, at the end of the day, I know we want Ryan, and Ryan wants to be here. So, you know, I'm convinced something good will happen.
And then a lot's been made about your safety competition. Seems like it's open up to just about anybody that plays that position. Today we saw Duke out there in the mix, too. Is that the most competitive position on the field right now?
You know, they're all competitive. I mean, you'd like to think, you know, we've got some questions, just like everybody in the league. I'm not going to go into detail. But, you know, we won 13 games with the two guys that started there last year. And we're just trying to give guys a look and, you know, we'll give them an opportunity. And the only way they really get that opportunity is to be out there practicing. So we're just looking at different people.